The Lindsey Clancy trial has stretched into a sixth day of jury deliberations, and the latest development is that the defense attorney demanded the removal of a holdout juror accused of ignoring reasonable doubt instructions. The judge refused. This case has been an extraordinarily painful public reckoning with postpartum psychosis, with Clancy charged in the deaths of her children. The jury holdout situation means the legal process is working exactly as it's supposed to, requiring genuine unanimity, but the human cost of these prolonged deliberations for everyone connected to the case is immense.
Senator Wyden pressing the NSA to warn Americans about VPN spying risks is a story that sounds technical but lands in the everyday life of anyone who uses a VPN for privacy. The concern is that some VPN providers, particularly those with opaque ownership structures, may be logging user traffic and sharing it with foreign intelligence services. Wyden is asking the NSA to issue public guidance on which VPN architectures are trustworthy, which would be remarkable if it actually happened. The NSA does not typically publish consumer guidance of this kind, but the ask itself is a signal to users. Not all VPNs are what they claim to be, and the privacy tool you're using for protection may be the vector of compromise.
The Trump DC arch excavation moving forward in the next 2 weeks. Interior Secretary Burgum announced crews will start digging at Memorial Circle near Arlington National Cemetery, is generating legal and aesthetic controversy simultaneously. The judge who disclosed receiving threats over the East Potomac Park tree removal, the 150 trees cut, far more than the initially disclosed number. These details paint a picture of a monument project proceeding despite significant public and legal resistance. The judge's "I'm not the Lorax" comment is funny in isolation, but the underlying situation is about the use of federal land for a presidential vanity project over the objections of courts and communities.
The ICE vetting scandal is serious. A whistleblower is now saying the agency skipped background checks in its rush to hire thousands of new officers. The practical implications of deploying undervetted law enforcement officers with significant power, the authority to detain and deport, are not abstract. They are the kind of institutional failure that generates both humanitarian consequences and political liability. This story is worth tracking because whistleblower accounts tend to be the leading indicator of investigations to come.
Let me set up our "what if we're wrong" discussion, because I think the AI economics story is the place where we are probably most confident and therefore most vulnerable to being wrong. The claim that has the most consensus right now from Goldman Sachs, from multiple market analysts, from the overall investment thesis narrative, is that falling AI token prices will drive explosive usage growth, and that usage growth will eventually justify the massive infrastructure buildout currently underway. This is the standard technology diffusion model. Prices fall, adoption follows, volumes justify investment.
And I want to push back on that, or at least stress test it. The assumption embedded in this claim is that AI usage is highly price elastic, that there are enormous latent pools of demand that are currently suppressed only by cost. But what if that's wrong? What if the current user base represents most of the near-term addressable demand, and price cuts don't bring in dramatically more users because the remaining non-users are non-users for reasons other than price? Maybe they don't trust AI outputs. Maybe their workflows aren't suited to AI assistance. Maybe the cognitive overhead of integrating AI tools outweighs the productivity gain for them.
The historical parallel that worries me is the fiber optic buildout of the late 1990s. The investment thesis was, bandwidth demand will grow exponentially, so we should lay fiber ahead of demand. And bandwidth demand did grow exponentially eventually. But the timing mismatch between infrastructure investment and actual demand drove the dot-com crash. Billions of dollars of fiber sat dark for years before demand caught up. If AI model prices fall faster than adoption grows, you get a similar dynamic: enormous infrastructure commitments, insufficient revenue to service them, and a painful correction.
The counterargument, though, is that the AI adoption curve is different from fiber precisely because the use cases are more immediately visible. Every knowledge worker can see, right now, what AI assistance does for their work. The friction is lower than it was in 1999 when broadband internet was still novel. The enterprise software integration of AI is happening in months, not years. So the adoption curve may be steeper than the fiber analogy suggests.
Here's what I'd tell listeners to watch for as the signal that this confident claim is wrong. If enterprise AI contract renewals start showing significantly lower usage than projected in the second half of 2026, that's your indicator. Not announced layoffs at AI companies, those are lagging indicators. The leading indicator is renewal data. Companies that bought AI licenses and are now deciding whether the productivity gains justify the cost. If renewal rates disappoint, the usage growth justifies infrastructure thesis starts to crack, and the Goldman warning becomes the narrative frame rather than a contrarian caution.
Specifically, watch what happens when Microsoft reports its Copilot renewal figures in October. That's the clearest window we'll get into whether enterprise AI is delivering the productivity gains that justify the pricing. If Copilot renewal rates are high and usage is growing, the bulls are right. If enterprises are quietly not renewing or downgrading, we've learned something important about the actual shape of demand.